HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. In last week's second episode, we spoke about Donald Trump and how Twitter had placed warning labels on Trump's posts and the executive order. And today, Snapchat has joined that bandwagon. So this week, Snapchat said that they will stop promoting the president's account on their Discover feed. This is where people discover content on Snapchat and it gets accounts a lot of traffic. Snapchat says that Trump's posts of incite violence, because of which they will stop promoting Trump's account on the Discover feed. That means now Twitter and Snapchat, two of the biggest social media platforms, have started doing this. And Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is still against it. Facebook has faced some backlash about this. Over the past week, their employees have walked out. Although Zuckerberg is firm on his point at the moment, maybe this will mount more pressure on him. A quick word on the devices space. So Xiaomi is planning to enter the PC space. The company has confirmed that they will be launching the Mi Notebook on June 11th. And expectations are that this will be a rebranded version of the Redmi Book, which sells in China. The device should have a 13-inch Full HD display, at least 8GB of RAM, 512GB storage, an NVIDIA MX250 GPU, and Intel's 10th-gen i5 processors inside. We'll have to wait and watch how it turns out, but Xiaomi has had some, if not a lot of success with its laptops in China. Speaking of China, Google removed two anti-China apps. These were apps that were trying to take advantage of the anti-Chinese sentiment that has come up because of the pandemic. The first was Mitro, a TikTok-like app which went viral in India. Google took it down for violating its policy on spam. And the second was an app called Remove China Apps, which did exactly what the name suggests. And Google took that down for violating the Play Store's deceptive policy behavior. Essentially, Google says that the app's behavior could be questionable, or what it does could be questionable, because of which it has been taken down. Of course, there's backlash against this on Twitter as well, but the apps are no longer going to be available on the Play Store. Remove from China had amassed nearly 5 million downloads in 2 weeks, so you can see how viral these apps were. And millions of personal and financial records of users who were to be onboarded on the Bheem UPI app were found exposed through a misconfigured Amazon Web Services bucket. So what's worth noting here is that the breach did not happen on the National Payments Corporation's part. It happened through a CSC e-governance limited website, which was meant to onboard farmers, etc., onto the Bheem platform. That said, CSC has also denied the breach, and they have said that they never captured Aadhaar data in the entire process. So there's no way that the breach could have come from them. People will have to look into this. At the moment, of course, this is a breach where a database has been breached. So there's no way to determine whether you're still under threat or how it happened. That's something the government will have to figure out over time. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being. What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.